And the same thing was the armor piercing for the, when we fired at shore batteries, if we were shooting at a big building, we'd use the armor piercing right away because that'd go right inside the building, you know, if it come down and there'd be nothing left. And we had a lot of practice. So we did sink two Japanese ships. We sunk a Japanese destroyer and we sunk a cruiser. And we sunk a cruiser. When we sunk them two ships, when we got to them, we couldn't even see them. They were over the horizon. You could only see from standing on the main deck, you could only see 6 miles. Because that's when the ocean tipped in, you know, around. But my battle station was up there, right on the top where the radar was. I was a rangefinder operator. I had a rangefinder that was 26 feet long, and I could see 22 miles with that. And it was great big, it was round, this big round. And I sat right in the middle, and I had a whole field of diamonds in there, small diamonds all over. And one big diamond was right in the middle, and that's how you had the training. First, they'd say, well, you want to be a rangefinder operator? I said, well, that's a good start. But when he told me where I had to go, I didn't want it. That's the first thing they blow off, these Japanese planes, when they come over, they bomb them. That's the thing that'll first fall off of there. They want to get your radar off there. And I said, oh, I'm in the last one battle and I'm gone. So anyway, I was up there and holy criminy. I says, I ain't got a chance in hell. So anyway, I learned how to run be the operator up there. And that diamond, that one main diamond, you had two knobs that you screwed. And you screwed one this way, and that diamond went this way, and you screwed the other way, and it came back. Well, the object was to get that diamond over your target. If we were firing at the target, I could see it. And I get that diamond right over the target. They had a button in the middle of that thing, and I'd press that button. Well, that range would go right down into the plotting room. And they'd set them guns up, and they'd fire within 30 seconds after I set the mileage down there. And I'd get another one. And then they'd tell me where to go for the next one. They'd move I could move that right around in a circle, any place I wanted. So we'd bombard a lot of islands, you know, and they'd move from place to place, and I'd get a target and I'd spend that. Well, if they wanted to shoot that, they would. And if they didn't, they'd move it to another target. So that was my job.